Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Awa Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parshas Vayetze. That's Perek Lamed Pasuk Chaf Ches. And Yaakov just asked Lavan permission to leave, and Lavan told him, "I know that I was blessed because of you." Now Lavan says, "Vayomar Nukva Schorcha Alay Vatena, specify your wages to me, and I'm going to give them to you." Vayomar Lavan, Yaakov said to him, "Atoyidata, you know Esasher Vaticha, how I've worked for you, Veesasher Haya Miknechayiti, and how your flocks were with me." Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk Chaf Tes. What does that mean? Veesasher Haya Miknechayiti as Cheshbein Miut Miknecha Shabal Yadi Mitchila Kam Hayu. You know how very few sheep there was when I started working with you. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed, Kima'at Asher Hay Lecha Lefanai, the very few sheep you had before me, Vayifretz L'Roiv, now they've expanded greatly. Vayivarch Hashem Oischol L'Ragli, and Hashem blessed you greatly because of me, Ve'ata Mosai Aseh Gamonech L'Beisi, and now when am I going to do something for my house? Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed, L'Ragli, literally this means to my foot, that means Im Ragli, with my feet. Bishvil Bias Ragli, Bas Etzlecha Bracha, because of my feet coming to you, because of me coming to you, that's why you have all this bracha, Kamoha Amash. I also have to do for my house, for the necessity of my household. No one works for my needs except for my sons. And now I have to work with them and help them. That's the expression of gam also. I also have to work with them. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Aleph. So Vayomer, Lavan said, Ma etin lach, so what can I give you? Vayomer Yaakov, and Yaakov said, Loi titen li me'uma, don't give me anything. Im tasali davar hazeh, if you're going to do this for me, Ashuva eret soincha esh, I'm going to go back and shepherd and guard your sheep. Ever b'chol tzon chayyam, I'm going to pass through all your sheep today. Hasar misham, remove from there. Kol se nukad v'talu, any lamb which is speckled or spotted. V'chol se chum aksavim, and any brownish lamb among the sheep. V'talu v'nukad be'izim, and spotted and speckled among the goats. V'hayas chari, and that's going to be my wages. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk lamed beiz nukad menumer b'chabar buras dakas k'may nekudais. That means dotted with fine spots like little points. Talu l'shain talaim. This is an expression of patches. Chabar buras rechaves, meaning wide spots. Chum Shachum, this is a color of auburn. Daimel adain, similar to red, meaning reddish brownish. Lashan Mishnah, Shechamti, Vinimtseis Lavana, Leinyanatfua. Vahaya Sachari, and that's going to be my wages. Not that those that were taken out of the flocks are going to be my wages. What's going to be his wages? Aysan Shevaldu Mikanu Lahaba, all the ones that are going to be born from here on, Nikudim Utulum Ba'izim, all speckled and spotted goats, Shchum and Baksavim, and the brownish colored lambs, Yushali, those are going to be mine, all those that are born from now on. Vaysan Sheshan Achshav, and all the ones that you have that are currently in your flocks, Hafresh Mehen, you have to separate them, and give them to your sons. So you don't tell me on all the ones that are born now. Those were actually always here originally. Furthermore, so you don't tell me because of the males, you left those spotted and speckled males here. That's why all the females had similar ones to them. Therefore, you have to take all the spotted and speckled ones out of your flocks so that anything that's born spotted and speckled from then on, you know, was born fresh and there's no excuses. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Yaakov continued, let my righteousness, my integrity, testify for me in the future, when my wage comes before you, meaning when the discussion of my wage comes before you, anything which isn't spotted or speckled among the goats, or brownish among the lambs, that is considered stolen by me. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, if you suspect me that I'm taking something from you, my righteousness, my integrity should answer for me, my integrity is here, v'sa'id, it's going to testify al schari lefanecha about my wages before you, shaloi timsa be'edri, that you're not going to find in any of my flocks, ki im nekudim utluim, only the spotted and speckled ones, v'chol she'timsa behem she'eni nakud, and if you find something which is not spotted, or talo, or speckled, or chaim, or brownish, be'adua she'ginav tivlecha, you know that I stole it from you, v'gneva hu shari etzli, and it is by me, and it is stolen. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Daled, v'yamer Lavan, Lavan said, hein, agreed, lu yehe kidvarecha, if it only would be as you say. Let's see Rashi over here, Lamed Daled, hein, Lashon Kabbalas Dvarim, this is an expression of him accepting what Yaakov is saying. Halvai that that should be the only thing that you're asking. Because if you think about it, it's kind of a ridiculous request if he's going to be removing all the spotted and speckled goats and lambs. So how is he to expect that he's going to have new spotted and speckled lambs and goats being born to him? So that's why Lavan was seemingly very happy with this arrangement. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Hey, Vayasar Bayomahu, and he removed on that day as Atiyashim Hakudim Vatluim, all the ringed and spotted male goats, Vaskol Izim Hakudis Vatluis, and all the spotted and speckled goats, kosher lovin' by anything which even had a little bit of white in it, v'chol chayim b'ksavim, and anything that was brown among the sheep, v'yitin b'yad banav, and he left them in charge of his sons. Let's just see Rashi over here, pasuk lamed hey, v'yasar lovin' by yemahu, lovin' removed on that day, hatyashim izim zacharim, these are the male goats, kosher lovin' by, kosher haisa by chabar buras lovanes, anything which had these white spots on it, v'yitin lovin' b'yad banav, and lovin' gave them to his children. Back to Chumash pasuk lamed vav, v'yasim derech shleishas yamin b'enu v'en Yaakov, he made a distance of 3 days in between him and Yaakov. Yaakov, the Yaakov Raya's son, Lavan HaNosaris, and Yaakov, he went out to shepherd the rest of Lavan's sheep. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Vav, HaNosaris, the remaining ones, HaRe'uiz Shebehen, it was the most low-grade sheep, HaChalis Vakaris, the sickly and the barren ones, in El Shiarim, these are just considered the leftovers, Oysan Masar Lai, those are the ones that Lavan gave to him. So it seems to be that Yaakov has very little of a chance of making too much money off of this deal. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Zayin to see what happened. Vayikachol Yaakov, Yaakov took for himself Makal Livne Lach V'luz V'armoin, a rod of moist poplar wood, and a rod of hazel, and a rod of chestnut, Vayifatzel Behen Pitzolis Levonis, and he peeled white streaks in them, Machsoif Halavan, revealing the white in them, Asher B'Maklis, that was in these rods. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Makal Livne, Etzu, this is a type of wood, Ushmai Livne, its name is Livne, Kimadetema, Tachasolin V'Livne, V'Oimra Ani, Shukarin Trimble, Shuhu Lavan, Lach, Kishu Ratav, that means when it's moist or fresh, V'Luz, and hazel, Oidlokach Makal Luz, he also took a rod of hazelwood, Eitz Shekedelim Baya Gazim Dakim, this is a tree that there's little nuts growing on. Pitzales, he peeled them, Kalufim, many different peelings, Shahaya Iseu Menumer, now these rods are spotted, Machsaif Halavon, Gilui Loivan Shel Makal, the exposure of the whiteness of these rods, Shahaya Kalfai, when he peeled it, Hayanir Venigal Loivan Shelavim Kaimakilif, now you're able to see the white part of the stick in the place where he peeled it. So back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Ches, what did he do with these rods? Vayetzeges Hamakos Asher Pitzel, he took these rods that he had peeled and he placed them Barahatim Beshikasois Hamayim Asher Tavoyna Hatsoin Lishtais inside the troughs in the watering receptacles when the sheep came to drink. Lenoichach Hatsoin, he placed them facing the flocks. Vayechamna Bavoyin Lishtais, and they became heated. They became stimulated when they came to drink. Vayechamu Hatsoin Alamaklois, and the sheep became stimulated because of the rods. Vateladna Hatsoin, and the sheep gave birth Akudim Nekudim Utluim to ringed, speckled, and spotted ones. Let's just see Rashi over your Pasuk Lamed Ches. Vayatzeg Targuma Yude Itz, and he shoved them inside. Lashain Techivu and Itzah Hibel Shain Ramis Vahabi Yesh Bagmaro. Dotsa Vishalfa, Dots Bay Midi, Dotsa Kamai de Otsa, Eloshimakatsa Soshine, Barhatim, what are these Rahatim? Bimrutais Hamaim in the running water, Babrechas Hasuis, Baarts Lahashkas, Shamatsoin, and these little pools of water that they made in the ground so the sheep could drink from them. Asher Tavaina, Barhatim, Asher Tavaina, Tsoin Lishtais, when the sheep came to drink from their watering troughs, Sham Hitzegamachkois, the Nachatsoin, he placed the sticks over there facing the sheep. Vaichamna, what does that mean? They became heated, they became stimulated. Habahema Rais Hamakois, when the animal saw these sticks, Vinir Sasla Chirel, and would jump backwards, Vazachar Raiva, and then the male would fertilize it, Vialedis Kayotibai, and would give birth to the image that it just saw, and it just saw a spotted or speckled image, and therefore whatever came out of it was spotted and speckled. Rabbi Shaya Omer, he says, Hamayim Nasim Zer Mehem, actually the water became semen inside their stomachs, Veloy Hayutzichas Lazachar, they didn't even need a male, Vizel, and that's understanding the word Vechamna, they became heated when they drank, they didn't even need males there. Pasuk Lamatesan Rashid said, they became stimulated El Hamaklois, that means El Maris Hamaklois, because of the vision, because they saw these sticks, Akudim, which means ringed, but it literally means bound, Meshunim im kamakidosam, they're different in the place where they are bound, Hem karsule yedem raglem, that's the ankles of their hands and feet, so that's why they're ringed, because they have a ring around the bottom of their hands and feet. Back to Chumash Pasuk Mem, the Hakasavim Hifrin Yaakov, Yaakov separated the lambs, Vayitain Pnei Hatsoin al Akad, V'chol Chaim Batsoin Lavan, and then he made them face the ringed and brownish ones, Vayashas Loy Adarim Levadoi, and he separated the flocks alone, V'loy Shasam al Tsoin Lavan, and he didn't mix them with the sheep of Lavan, and V'haya B'chol Yecham Hatsoin HaMekusharis, and when it was mating time for the early ones, V'sam Yaakov Es Hamaklos Einei Hatsoin Barhatim, Yaakov would take these rods and place them in front of the sheep by the watering troughs, Le'achamena B'maklos, to stimulate them with the rods. However, B'hatif Hatsoin Lo Yasim, when the sheep were late bearing, he did not place the rods there, V'hayu Hatufim Lavam, the late bearing ones were for Lavan, V'hakishurim Le'Yaakov, and the early bearing ones were for Yaakov. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk Mem, V'akasavim Hifrin Yaakov, Yaakov separated them, Hanuladim Akudim Nikudim, the ones that were born ringed and spotted, Hivdil V'Hifr La'atman, he separated them by themselves, V'asa Oysan Eder Eder Levadoi, he made them their own flocks, V'ahilach Oysa Eder Ha'akad Lefnei Hatsoin, he took the ring flocks and he placed them in front of all the sheep, U'bnei Hatsoin Ha'alachas Achrein Tsefes Aleim, and all the sheep that were going behind this flock of ringed ones were looking at the ringed ones. V'zeo Shenemer, that's why it says in the Pasuk, V'yitin Pnei Hatsoin El Akad, Shahayu Pnei Hatsoin El Akudim El Kol Chum Shematzu B'tsoin Lavan, all the remaining sheep that weren't yet spotted or ringed, they were facing the spotted and ringed ones. V'yashas Layadarm K'mashe Pirash, like I explained, and by having all of the ringed and spotted ones go in front, that means that when the ones behind would mate, so they would see all the ringed and spotted ones, and they too would produce ringed and spotted ones. So back to Chumash Pasuk Mem Gimel, Vayifrat Toish Ma'od Ma'od, and the man expanded very greatly, meaning he became very wealthy. Vahiloit Soin Rabbis, and he had Soin Rabbis, we're going to see in Rashi what that means, Ushvaches Vavadim, and maidservants and servants, Ugmal Machamayrim, and camels and donkeys. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem Gimel, Soin Rabbis, what does that mean? Paris Varabbis Yosim Shard Soin, they were actually fruitful and multiplied more than all other sheep. It does not mean a lot of sheep, it means that he had sheep which were particularly fruitful. Ushvaches Vavadim, how is it that he got bought maidservants and servants. He sold his sheep for a lot of money, and he purchased all this for himself. So back to Chumash Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Aleph. He heard the words of Lavan's son saying, Yaakov took everything that belongs to our father, and from that which belongs to our father, he made all this greatness for himself. Yaakov saw Lavan's attitude. It wasn't like it was yesterday and the day before. Hashem said to Yaakov, go back to the land of your father and your birthplace, and I'm going to be with you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel. I'm going to be with you over there. As long as you're connected to the impure, to Lavan, I'm not able to rest my shechina on you. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dalet. Yaakov sent for and he called for Rachel and Leah, Hasada El Tzoynai, out to the field to his sheep. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalet. He first called Rachel, v'achkach Leah, and afterwards Leah. Because Rachel, she was the main wife. Shebishvilin is David Yaakov from Lavan. It was because of her Yaakov even had what to do with Lavan. Even Leah's kids agreed to that. Because Baez and his Bezin, they're all from Shevet Yehuda, and that's Leah's child. They said, Rachel, Ucholeah, Sherbanu Shtehem, Higdimu Rachel, Leah. They preceded and they said Rachel before Leah. So back to Chumash Pasuk Hey. By Yerm Lehen, he told them, Raya Neiches Pnei Avichen, I see your father's face. Hey, anyway, like it, Mel Shilshem. It's not like it was yesterday and the day before. Velike Avi Hayi Madi, and the God of my father was with me. Vatene Yadaten, and you should know, Kibachol Kaychi Avatias Avichen, I've served your father with all of my might, with everything I got. Vavichen Hesalbi, and your father mocked me. Vehechavas Maskurti Aseris Mainim, and he changed my wages tens of times. Veloina Sonia Lakim Lahari Madi, but Hashem did not allow him to do bad with me. How so? If he said your wages are going to be the spotted ones, so all the flocks give birth to spotted ones. And then if he changed it and said that your wages are going to be the ringed ones, so all the flocks give birth to ringed ones. Hashem took away all the flocks of your father and gave them to me. It was when all the sheep got heated, I raised my eyes, I saw in a dream, the male goats, they went on to the flocks, akudim, nekudim, uvrudim, the ringed, spotted, and striped ones, and a malach of Hashem said to me in a dream, Yaakov, and I said, Hineni, here I am. And he said, raise up your eyes, you were A and C, call atudim oilam alatzoin, all the ringed ones are going on to the sheep, akudim, nekudim, uvrudim, ki ru'i says, call asher lovan oisalach, because I've seen everything lovan has done to you. Anechi akel beis kel, I am Hashem of beis kel, Hashem hashachta sham atzeva, that you anointed a pillar over there, Hashem nadarta li sham neder, you promised me over there, ata kum tse min arts hazois, now you have to get up and leave this land, v'shovel arts melatecha, and go back to your birthplace. So this is what Yaakov told his wives to try to convince them to come with him and to leave Lavan. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin, Aseres Minim, Ein Minim Pachas Me'asara. When we say Minim, account, that's no less than 10. Minim is L'shen Schum Kal Cheshben, is an expression of the entire amount, Vehena Sirias, and that's counted in tens. Laman, we learn from here, Shehechlif Tanoi Me'a Pa'amim, that Lavan changed his mind of what Yaakov's wages were going to be over 100 times. Aseres Minim is basically 10 times 10, which is 100. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud, Vehine Atudim, Afal Pishav Dilim Lavan Kulam, even though Lavan took all the striped and spotted and ringed ones out of the flocks, Shalais Abarat Sain Dugmasam, so that none of the new flocks are going to be able to have children that look like that. Hayum Halachim Mevim Isim Eder Hamasr Biad B'nei Lavan Lo Eder Shbiad Yaakov. The Malachim actually went and took them from the flocks that were in Lavan's son's hands and brought them back to Yaakov's flocks. Let's go to the second Rashi in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Mashach Tasham. What's his Lashon of Meshicha? To anoint Lashon Ribuya Gedula, and an expression of promotion and greatness. Shanim Shach Lamalchos, like someone anointed to be a king. Kach Vayitzak Shaman Al Resha. It's anointed now to be a mizbeach, and he had said, "Asher nadar toli, you promised me v'tzar chatal shalmai. Now you have to hold good to your promise." Shamarta, you said, "Yeah, beis elikim shetakav sham karbonis." You have to go back and bring karbonis over there. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yodalad, let's see what they responded. Vatan Rachel v'Leah, Rachel and Leah spoke up. Vatermayin olayim, they told him, "Ha'oid lanu chelik v'nachlo beis avinu. Do we still have a share and inheritance in our father's house? Ha'oid nachres nachshavnu loy ki macharanu. Aren't we like strangers to him? He sold us. Vayochel gam achas kaspenu, and he also took all of our money." All of the wealth that Hashem took away from our father, it's for us and our children. Now say everything Hashem said to you, do. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yadalid. Why should we withhold you from going back? Do you think we're waiting to inherit our father along with all the males? We're not going to get anything from our father anyway. And next Pasuk in Rashi tells us, he considered us like strangers. Menaisav, even though it's a normal thing to give a dowry to the daughter, b'shas nisuin, when they get married, Nagimon Kinachris, he treated us like strangers and didn't even give us a dowry. Kimacharanu, he sold us l'cha to you, b'schar ha'pu'ula, for your work. Es kaspeinu, what does that mean, our money, that he took our money? She'ikiv d'mei schar pu'ulascha, he withheld all of the wages that he was supposed to give you. And they concluded by saying, kichala aisher, all the wealth that Hashem took away from our father. So the word ki over here, zem shamash bil shayin ela, it's being understood as the word rather, klaimar, meaning to say, mishel avinu ein lanu klum, we don't have anything from our father, ela mashe hitzal kosh baruchu miavinu, except that which Hashem has taken from our father, shalanu hu, that's actually ours. Hitzil, what does the word hitzil mean? L'shayin hifrish, it's an expression of separated. And v'chein kol shayin hatzal shev mikra, anytime we find the word hatzala in a pasuk, and we usually translate it to mean saving or rescuing, l'shayin hafrasha, it really means to separate. Shema frisha min haram u'min ha'ayev, you're separating this thing or these people from evil or from the enemy. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the sixth aliyah. Everyone should have a wonderful day.